chapter 8, made alive with him. Colossians 2:13, and you being dead through your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, you, I say, did he make alive together with him. Ephesians 2:5, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. This is the heart of redemption. Romans 6:5, for if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Here we witness the miracle of the eternities. It took place in that subterranean prison house of death. Jesus was made alive. Acts 13:33, God hath fulfilled the same unto our children, in that he raised up Jesus, as also it is written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Paul by the Spirit gave us Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. He was dead with our death. He had died twice, spiritually and physically. 1 Peter 3:18, because Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the, or his Spirit. This was not the Holy Spirit. This was his Spirit. What a transformation must have taken place. How it must have shaken the foundation of that awful place when they saw him made alive, break the bonds of spiritual death, and hurl back the forces of death that had overwhelmed him on the cross. Now, we can understand Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. When were we created? In the mind of justice, it was when Jesus was recreated down there. That is when the church was really born of God. God's faith in his Son's work. God is a faith God. He counted the things that were not as though they were. Down there in hell, he counted us righteous, counted us alive. He counted us new creations, his sons and daughters, before the day of Pentecost came and the first contingent of the body of Christ came into being. He counted the things that were not as though they were, and they became. The moment we accepted him as our Savior and Lord, this new birth is made a reality in us.